Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Twenty-four, word of the year.
You are worthy.
You're worth it, Melissa. Hey, you're worthy of the work.
The work is worthy of you.
No, I don't think that works. Everybody, welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back There. We are a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Nickerson. I'm a stand-up comedian, the host of the aforementioned podcast. And Andy, keep all that stuff we were just doing before at the beginning. That's very funny. The people are going to be like, did the podcast start? It did. Do that whispering into the song, into that. That'll be something else.
Affirmation Friday.
Oh my gosh, you guys. It's a Friday, and alongside me is my lovely wife and co-host, Melissa Nickerson.
Hey there.
Andrew Larabelle.
Hey, yo.
Full
Thanks,
name.
Mom.
Yeah. Andrew, full name, Andrew Larabelle. And
right.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
Wow.
That's not a joke.
Larabelle, hyphen B E L L E.
Yeah.
My Southern.
Yeah. You didn't know that?
Of course, I knew that.
Thanks for tuning into our podcast. We usually record on Tuesdays.
Yeah.
This is a blast from the past. Today in our world is Friday, January 5th.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Wednesday, January 10th, if you're listening to this. I'm going to be, here's the thing. The University of Washington Huskies will either have won or lost the national championship at this point. I can't speak to it. I can't speak to it, but I will mm-hmm. speak kind of, it's you know, the chronology of it all. Is chronology a word, right? Yeah, chronological. Chronology, right?
Yeah.
It feels like it should be.
Probably.
The chronology of it all. I'm just going in strong, all right? Chronology is my 2024 word of the year. if you need a word of the year, get a life. That's it. What is wrong with this? This is my word of the year. Get a job, for one. Have some responsibility.
Work.
Yeah.
Word of the year.
Yeah. Word of the year is... Word of the year is the same type energy of like the manifest people to me. I was like,
intentions.
Oh,
yeah.
So you have like a very comfortable life. That's all that tells me. Cause you're not going to like some like, you don't see like a homeless person on the street and he's like, okay, my apartment is my word of the year. I just got to manifest a sandwich. Like, if you were manifesting and have a word of the year, to me, you have no real struggles.
Yeah, manifest a paycheck.
Exactly. That's exactly. Yeah. You know what, like, my word of the year is? Rent.
Yeah.
Every year.
Profitable.
Yeah. My word of the month is rent every year. Bills are due.
Yeah.
Painful. I have three words of the year. It's Joel, Gloria, and Claire.
Yeah.
It's It's braces and therapy. Anyways.
Healthcare.
Friday, we had someone recently comment on the Facebook group, are we ever on the rails? And I said, we've not been on the rails since you've been on the podcast.
Nice.
It's
I thought you said we're always on the rails.
Uh-uh.
Okay, there you go.
No. Do you know what this expression means?
I do.
I would love to hear you explain it.
No, I misread your Facebook comment.
Okay.
I thought you said we've always been on the rails since Melissa joined the podcast.
Oh, maybe I did.
And Either way, that's an interesting challenge.
Is my typos versus you not knowing expressions.
You skim reading
and not knowing what an expression means.
Yeah.
Or reversing their meaning.
I know.
And my...
I shouldn't have admin privileges on the Facebook group because I like deleted a poll and that pure accident.
Yeah.
I was like, who voted? And then I deleted it. I was like, I'm so sorry.
Yeah. That's very funny. Yeah. It's that if you guys.
I'm sorry, Doug.
You guys got a Doug. Oh, faithful Doug.
Again.
Dougie Fresh is on there monitoring our group, doing a great job. And Mel's just going rogue.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. No, if you guys aren't on the Facebook group, go to that link in the episode description here with the notes. It's good. It's a fun group. It's very funny.
Very fun.
There was a poll on there that asked more music or less music. And I think where we all landed was a little bit of music here and there or the occasional music-themed episode. Is that correct?
It looked like a pretty just heavy-weighted more music, if I remember. It was 72%.
We probably need to check.
I think you might have rose-colored glasses that. I think there were a lot of people who are like, ooh.
They're like a podcast that releases daily.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
I actually saw, pull it up there on the old Facebook.
I did not click on it because I didn't want to delete it.
Oh, come on. What is this? Hold on.
Oh, hilarious. Oh,
get two-factor.
Oh, this is funny. Three millennials try and find a Facebook group first.
Okay, I'm here.
Here we go.
View
Today's
inside.
Burning question. 61% said more music. 25% said less music. 8 said stay the same. 6 said a music segment once a month. That, the 25, maybe this is just actually speaks to our personalities. Mm-hmm. I saw that 25% of it, and they're like, no.
Yeah.
Against a 62%,
I
yes.
I know, yeah. But, and then other people just saying, like, it's just the right amount. I read into that as, like, negative. They're like, you know. And I said, not a single episode has been on the rails since Melissa.
And I misread that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, Mel, it's if you want access to Mel, get on that Facebook group, because what happens is I go on the road and Mel just gets in that group.
Thursday night?
Because I remember I remember when Doug started it and he was like, you guys could every once in a while pop in there. And I'll go in. I'm like, Melissa's liked every single post and every single comment on every post.
No.
She's commented.
I like all the comments. Mel's, I like the post.
Mel's going live. So anyways, it's a good time in that group. But here's the thing. For those in the no music category, it's going to be easier to do no episode moments because we cannot be putting music on YouTube.
Right.
We got hit on that, right? We got hit, and I was like, oh, no. So you can't just put music in your YouTube videos without licensing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really going to come down to Andy here because it's going to be Andy's choice because Andy's going to have to make the decision. If we put music on here, he's going to have to, it's creating more work for himself.
Yeah.
To cut that out of the video, but keep it in the audio. So it's going to be your choice each time because I'm not going to give you extra work, not for what I pay you. That being said, could you pull up?
That being said, roll it.
Yeah.
Roll the tapes.
Roll the tapes. I was just digging into Alon's comment on Green Day for New Year's and just their lyric change and how he said that they sold out by saying that,
Who said that?
Elon Musk.
So
his tweet on X was just about how Green Day sold out.
Oh, yeah. So if you guys don't know the story, American, it don't want to be an American idiot. We're not going to get hit with any. So the line was, don't want it with your redneck agenda, right?
Yeah.
It was already redneck. And then he switched it to MAGA. Which, to me, for the record, redneck is way more offensive than it's actually way more closed-minded and way more anti-American than the MAGA agenda. Like, MAGA is about a politician to me. Redneck is a whole group of people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I actually remember hearing American Idiot when American Idiot came out as a punk fan, I was like, why is Green Day wearing makeup now? They were not wearing makeup this whole time. They're like, and they really hit the political stuff way harder than they used to because the punk era that we grew up in was not, it was just anti-man, anti-establishment.
And yeah, in suburban gripe. You know, like, like Green Day like got popular because of like normal, young, suburban,
I hate
everything, I'm bored, there's nothing to do.
Right.
My parents this, my friends this.
But they weren't like mad at like the specific president.
Yeah.
Whereas American Idiot actually did, like, there was a lot of anti-Bush stuff and that kind of stuff came out, which is fine. But I remember being like, eh, redneck. I mean, I was raised by rednecks. Like, I love the South. I love Southern people, you know? Like, I don't like that kind of, like, it's the same thing that annoys me about, like, L.A. comics that just write off the South. I'm like, I don't know, man. It's a lot of growth. All idiots. Really? Pretty sure NASA's in Alabama and Houston. So,
yeah.
A lot of dum-dums down there, huh? Anyways, love the South. Show's coming up in Nashville and Alabama, Florida. Please come to our shows. But yeah, they switched it to MAGA and Elon called him a sellout, right?
Called him a sellout. And it was, there's obviously two ironies. One was there were the repeat tweets were like, leave politics out of your lyrics. I'm like, as a punk band, you want them to take politics out of your lyrics. For one, you clearly don't listen to punk music.
Right.
So
yeah.
I don't know what kind of fan.
It's like, I just remember them from the Seinfeld finale. You don't need, I can do Green Day.
Totally.
I did not know they were in the Seinfeld finale.
Yeah, that's, well, the Seinfeld.
I know that song.
Yeah, that was, it was a.
And I remember the Seinfeld finale.
But
But if you didn't realize Green Day sold out with like the greatest high school anthem, of Time of Your Life, then I don't know how this was them selling out now.
It's so funny thinking about the different definitions of sellouts there. That that Elon thinks he's selling out. This is actually more to their roots. We all thought they sold out when he made a slow dance song.
Exactly.
That ran on NBC, you know. Yeah, well.
Yeah, there you go.
That's a very famous song, and I told him this is like the misheard lyrics. I've always known the tattoos of memories and something skin on trial, and I've always known it was wrong, but it always sounded like elf skin to me. Tattoos of memories and elf skin on trial. I've always known that's wrong, but it's dead skin. But they're supposed elf's way better.
Elf is
We just kind of mumbled that part.
Yeah, we can make it a Christmas song too.
Speaking of Facebook group, Facebook group wants to hear it, Mel. They want another what I would like to call, I call them MMSs in my life. They're what I call mediocre Mel stories.
I have a new MMS.
MMS. It's actually, but this one is lasting for a while. Mel took a fall. Mel took a holiday tumble. Mel went down the chimney, but the chimney was a loft bed. Let me punch this story up for you. Okay. No, I'm just kidding. No. Tell us, I was on the road.
So I think we gave this to the patrons in December, but we have a one loft bed in our house. And
it was for our teenager forever.
Yeah, we convinced our 9-year-old that she should get the loft bed because that way she can have a full desk under it.
Loft beds are for 12-year-olds to 22-year-olds. That's it. If you're under 12, a loft bed is dangerous. If you're over 22, you're a loser. Like, you gotta, there's a 10-year window where loft beds are okay.
Like, little kids have bunk beds.
Yes.
But then it's appropriate to have a loft bed a little bit later.
Loft bed, bunk bed, totally different thing.
Totally. So our daughter has a loft bed,
mm-hmm.
and she's just been, she had a hard time in December, you know, falling asleep. And probably just so much fun and
Santa, baby.
You know, everything.
Mm-hmm.
And you were traveling a lot. And so inevitably, she makes us get in the loft bed with her.
Mm-hmm.
And one night I was climbing, she fell asleep. I was climbing over her and our big old cat. And
Fritter.
Yep, Fritter. And the first rung of the ladder, I slipped and my leg went through the rung. And then
rung you out.
I caught myself with my other hand.
Cliffhanger style.
Yep.
Fly. You don't know the reference.
I'm like 4 feet away from the floor, but I caught myself.
Yeah, but getting tangled up in the ladder is scary.
Yeah, and so I slipped, and I got my like knee and rib pretty bad,
mm-hmm.
Like against the ladder, like because I fell right there, and so I was like, "What's this bruise?" It took me a while to figure out put it all together, and then finally I was like, "My ribs really hurt,"
mm-hmm.
And then I was like, oh no, our insurance is changing.
Yeah.
I got to go in now.
Yeah.
You know, and like get the x-rays and all this. And so I got all these x-rays and then they were like, your ribs are fine. You have a contusion, which means a bruise.
Uh-huh.
Bruised ribs. But they were like, what's going on with your shoulder?
Yes.
And so they found something on my shoulder and then I had to get more x-rays and I haven't read those emails yet.
Yeah. Yeah. You want to know what exactly aging is? Going into the doctor for something and then finding something out worse.
Yeah, they're like, actually, we just want to zero in on this now. No.
Like, so, no. You know, that's I see that you have a cough, but you also have a broken knee.
Did you notice that? Has that been hurting?
You're like, no, sorry, I've been too busy being an adult to notice my broken knee.
Yeah.
I've just thought I would limp this. And they're like, what happened? Nothing.
I
existed. That's what I've realized is that as you get older, you don't have injuries anymore. You just have conditions.
You just age.
No, they spawn like Pokemon.
Yeah.
They just show up one day and you're like, what's wrong? I just shoulder.
Yeah.
What's
just a tight hip.
Yeah. Just a tight hip.
Skater's wrist. Oh, look.
Yeah.
Just six places you've broken your hand that you didn't know about.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. There it is.
It all comes back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I told you my doctor said like the main things for me are traveling.
Okay.
So he's like, flying in hotels. I was like, oh, so sitting and laying?
What do you mean the main things?
The main things that are causing me injury are travel.
Yeah.
What travel is flying in airplanes and laying down on hotel beds.
Okay.
So sitting and lying.
Those are your trouble spots.
Are my trouble spots.
Because I know the walking is healthy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Positions
of rest are dangerous for me now.
Don't sit down anymore. I was so jealous of you in December because you walked a lot in the airports and I like cut out all movement.
Yeah.
To get the gifts and wrap them and hide them and account for them. So I was only standing.
Yeah.
But I wasn't walking enough.
Yeah.
And like my apps are all like, your steps are down. And I'm like, I know.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I love it. The older you get, the more you love walking.
I know. I'm trying to get a walk in today.
You just go. You just want to.
But it's like pitch black outside.
That's the older you get, the older you get, the more Lord of the Rings becomes a fantasy, but only because the long walks they get to go on.
Love to take a journey.
I would love to walk to Mordor. Are you kidding me? I get my steps in every day.
Pack a little like day pack.
Oh, I got a little elf snack with me.
Make a fire?
I get to go on a walk with my best friend with a little snack.
For 6 weeks or 6 months.
Yeah. That's why Frodo volunteered to go. That's why they were all willing. That's why they didn't take the eagles. They're like, I would prefer the walk. Thank you.
Lord of the Orthopedics.
Exactly.
I got some new shoes for this.
Oh, get my steps in every... A walk is a dream as you get older. Don't run. Why would I run? What am I? I'm going to run if I'm running from something. And even then, it's fine. Just going just a little leisurely stroll.
Anyways, lovely.
It is great. Guys, I've got some upcoming tour dates that I will not be walking to. Speaking of walking, it's the opposite.
Good segue.
Guys, we've done some fun. We're going to do some weekend recap here in a bit. But upcoming tour dates, we've got some new ones. Here in January, though, this weekend, January 13th and 14th, Union Hall in Brooklyn added a second show. Didn't need to. One show would have been perfect. Those are some hot lineups, though. I haven't told you.
Yeah.
No,
you did tell me.
I tell you a little.
You told me, but I agree.
You do not. Caitlin's on Sunday. Zoltan's on Sunday. Zimmerman's on Sunday as well. Joe's great. And then Saturday is Peter Wong, who did it last time. I don't think you know Peter. Jordan Fisher, who's very, very funny. And then Shane Torres, who is incredible. Shane Torres, who has one of the best Conan sets of all time. He did the Guy Fieri bit, which if you've not watched is unbelievable. I also think that, I can't say this, but I also think there might be a nice little pop-in.
All right.
It's not Taylor. She doesn't live in New York. She's busy making television.
Yeah.
She's actually in New York this week, I think, promoting.
Promoting.
With Colbert or whatever.
Going to go on the the morning.
Yeah, she's probably gonna go on it. She's got probably gotta go on every CBS show they've ever made. Yeah, yeah. Taylor is a boss now.
I guess that's NBC. I don't know.
Taylor has a boss since I think the last boss she had was whoever her boss was at Sioux Plantation.
Yeah.
So it's been a minute. So also the following weekend we're gonna be in Kansas City, January 18th through 20th. And then St. Louis, the 21st. Philadelphia, 25th through 27th. Then into February, we've got Portland, D.C., and Grand Rapids. March, Spokane. And then we had two shows that are both already sold out at the Crocodile in Seattle. So we added, so the Crocodile shows upstairs. We added down at Hereafter. That's the smaller room. Some shows that in the smaller room downstairs on 3-9, March 9th.
Saturday,
March 9th. Mm-hmm. So check those out. Those will sell out fast. Seattle, thanks, guys. And then we're into April, where we've got Syracuse, and we just added Rutherford, New Jersey. We just added Fort Collins, Colorado in May. Des Moines, Iowa, that's in May and June. That's on sale now. Naples, Tampa, Dania Beach, San Diego, and then we just added Chicago, 7/12 through 13th, and Rosemont, 7/14th in the downtown. Huntsville, Nashville, more dates coming. I think. I hope.
Awesome.
God, I hope so. Let's do a little weekend recap, and then we got some topics to get to.
Why don't I plug the Patreon Zoom?
Way to get a little more out of the podcast and a little... You get it.
Ooh,
I got the coffee burps.
Gross. Well, all right.
This is one of the only days of the week that I brush my teeth before my coffee. Okay, well, hold on. Before you do that, I know this is going to be a poll on the Facebook group, and I want some emails as well.
Doug?
Yeah.
Cue that up.
But what are your guys' takes on this about brushing your teeth before your coffee?
Okay. Do you want me to go?
Go. I want you to go. I know yours.
I'm against this. You wake up, you wash your face, you brush your teeth.
Uh-huh.
It does not change the taste of your coffee.
I mean, that is
false.
That is such a lie.
You should
have it before you brush your teeth one time.
The
only time you have is when you have needed to.
No, I mean, I have for sure.
Yeah.
But also I'm not like a foodie.
Yeah.
So.
I'm not a foodie either. You know, I'm not a foodie.
Yeah.
What's your take on this, Andy?
Well, you should brush your teeth actually even after you have coffee, even if you've already brushed your teeth, because it takes off there's like things in there. So it helps to clean your teeth.
Good things.
Good taste, you know? But no, I'm all for brushing after.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
Okay. But what if you just drink coffee all morning?
Yeah, but
I'm kidding. I don't.
You want the first cup. When you're a little kid, orange juice hits that unbrushed mouth perfectly. And as you're older, it's coffee. Coffee on the unbrushed mouth. It's unbelievable.
Chef's kiss.
It's unbelievable. It's worth compromising the relationships in your life because that's who suffers.
Yeah, you have like an ideal scenario where you have that first cup of coffee in bed.
Listen,
it's
know.
Like a half cup.
I work nights. Sometimes I feel guilty. That I'm like, oh gosh, I'm so lazy. I got up, I had a cup of coffee, and I laid in bed. It's like, yeah, and then you worked all night. That's what I do when I do two show nights. I was like, I got to the club at 7 and I left at 1 and I prepped. You know, it's a different kind of job. I'm very grateful for it. But yeah, no, the ideal,
it's like a slow start.
Oh my gosh. If you, on Sunday, if you can lay in bed and have a cup of coffee, God doesn't care that you skip church. He wants that for you. God, every good and perfect gift comes from our Heavenly Father above. And I'm telling you, it's coffee in bed with nothing to do on a Sunday. That's it.
You travel on Sundays.
Zoom church it.
If that's not redemption, I don't know what is.
It's a little bit of heaven on earth.
This is what we were talking about, the curated experience.
Yeah.
That's what COVID did to us.
That's it.
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. it's delightful. If you can get it, the problem, this is a rant. This is, nobody will relate to this, and I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm just going to go on a little thing.
Still got my calendar open.
My favorite part about my life, aside from my loving wife and my wonderful kids and the many, is I so rarely have anything to do in the morning, and I love it. I love waking up and not having to do something immediately. And I did the majority of my life, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
I had to get up and go to school and go to a job. I worked a day job. I'm 39 years old. I worked a day job until I was 33. All right. For the last 6 years, the majority of mornings I wake up and I don't have something to do right away. I hate waking up and having to shower. I hate it. I'm like, oh, it's too early. Why is I have this abrasive feeling? This is for nobody. My worthy year is gratefulness.
And a lot of people would be like, oh, I can never work nights.
Yeah, it's
you know,
true.
So it's the same, or weekends.
Yeah.
So it's the same thing. Like,
well, and I, you and I are night owls who just have to raise kids for 25 years. We have a 25-year time where we're committed to our young children. But you're too fun and hot and cool and exciting for domestic life. You're just in a domestic era. But you're meant for the moonlight. That's your nickname. You're meant for the lights in the city and the outings. You know, I'm only taking Joel to New Orleans right now because I have to take Joel to New Orleans. I want to be in New Orleans with you, you know?
I know. Joel went to another bucket list city.
Yeah. He's like, oh, yeah, I can't believe I finally went to New Orleans. You're 16.
I've never been.
Yeah. Anyways, welcome to Recap Day. Get your calendar.
All right. I got it out here. Our next Patreon Zoom, we do a monthly Zoom hang with our patrons, and it is Sunday, January 21st.
Yeah.
At 3 Pacific time. Yeah. So come to that.
I still have to get kids to school in the morning, but a lot of time I get back in bed when I get the girls in. You know, or Joel gets them in and I just kind of get up and say, and you're, yeah, and listen, I understand this is a luxury that you provide as well. You know,
yeah, because I kind of do the morning stuff.
You kind of do the morning stuff, yeah. You know,
mm-hmm.
And it's, I'm very grateful for that.
Well, and you guys got home late Wednesday night and I was like, all I need you to do today, besides we put all our Christmas away,
yeah,
et cetera. But I was like, I need to not do bedtime.
Yes, yes, yes.
You
yes.
know, because
I'm happy to do bedtime when I'm
have
yeah.
been doing that.
Yeah, you know, yeah. In a dream scenario, mm-hmm. I accomplish my first task around 11 for me.
You're not a morning person. That's the whole summer.
Very productive, though. I get a lot done.
Yeah, I think.
I don't need the rant from morning people here. I do a lot. I'm actually, in my industry, the definition of hard work.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people, mm-hmm. like, amongst comics and people in our industry, people are blown away about the amount of work that you and I accomplish. So, again, I'm not, there's no, like, guilt here. There used to be, like, I'm not lazy, but I just know my hours. But you are you've told me that your first window of the day is your most productive
mm-hmm.
window.
And then it kind of decreases, yeah.
You're like a knob that just kind of goes down.
It dims.
Yeah. Yeah, but like last night, like I pulled out my laptop around like 7 p.m. Yeah. and I just started mm-hmm. cranking out a bunch of work. And you're like, really?
We've always done that.
Yeah.
We can work at night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't want to.
Yeah.
But we can.
I don't know. Night owls.
Anyways, let's do a little weekend recapping. Indianapolis over New Year's, you guys were great. Thank you for coming out, Indy. You guys were a lot of fun.
Six shows.
Tamara was there. Was she there?
Yeah.
They were their patron. Thank you guys so much. I'm going to read an email. I forgot to read this. Come on. You guys are great. We got some great patrons and got the...
You sure do.
Here we go. Thanks, Indy. Shout out to Dustin for a great show Friday night. And thank you for meeting us before the show. I once again forgot the book that we owned for months for signing, facepalm. And then I'm old, so I don't hang after the show signings. It's true. Yes. If you don't want to do an after show hanging,
become a patron and get a meet and greet.
Do you have t-shirts? You should have t-shirts with the Don't Make Me Come Back Their logo and a QR code. I do. I just didn't have them that weekend. Also, I took a pro tip from Dustin. We rented a car and drove back to Indy because they had Greyhounded from Chicago because Greyhound decided to cancel our return trip. So apparently I am too bougie for Greyhound, not bougie enough for Starbucks, which is funny. Got to know your bougie. Know your bougie limits. That's exactly it. So
you came from Chicago.
Yeah.
Wow.
That part of the country is so comfortable driving a couple hours. They're like, yeah, I came from. A lot of people came from Chicago, and I felt bad. I was like, I'm going to be there in July, but they're like, oh, we'll go to that too. Which, by the way, is you know, Dustin Nickerson affordable ticket. Keeping them low, baby.
Absolutely. I mean, a $20 ticket.
You can't, like,
sometimes it's 30.
I was messaging some people about shows. They're like, yeah, you know, unfortunately, we're not at the money spot right now. And I was like, I totally get it. I cannot make these tickets cheaper. Like, this is just, they're like $20, $30 tickets max. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is as cheap of a form of entertainment. For reference, my merch is more expensive than the ticket.
Yeah, which is amazing.
Yeah.
When we saw Dude Perfect, I think their t-shirts were $70.
Yeah.
Ooh. At Viejas.
Holy smokes. Mm-hmm. That is...
Arena Market, that is, too.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Of course, every venue takes a cut. Yeah.
Rude Perfect, if you ask me. We're like Rude Perfect.
Rude Perfect. I think they all sold out. Like, they... Yeah.
Well, yeah, because when you're selling to youth, you know, they're like, get the YouTube shirt, baby. My favorite YouTuber's selling merch. I have, like, a bunch of adults who are like, I don't need a t-shirt.
I don't wear t-shirts.
Yeah.
Kidding.
But I hope I am. Yeah.
Yeah. I should start selling, like, coffee mugs and, not koozies, but tumblers.
Stanley mugs?
The Dustin Nickerson tumblers.
Yeah. Yeah.
I hate
Dustin Nickerson right here.
Did you hear how much money that this made them?
Yes, yeah. I did.
Before this, it was $70 million a year.
Yeah.
And now it's $750 million.
Yeah.
Yes, because they found their demo.
Yeah.
They, for years, according to this like Facebook article, our headline, Stanley used to be for like the working man, the outdoorsman or whatever.
Yeah. Yep.
And then they were like, wait, white middle-aged women.
Pastel color.
Let's make some cute colors.
That's the same thing Carhartt did. They're like, wait, what if youth gets into this?
Yes.
Now, yeah. I'll just do a reminder. Stanley, Nalgene walked so you could run.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
This is not a great... Nalgene was a far superior product to that. Mm-hmm. They just weren't the right time.
Nalgene had their heyday.
Yeah, but if Nalgene was the thing now, where...
I did see Nalgene at Urban Outfitters over Christmas break.
They're not selling like this, though.
No, they're not. They're not.
I don't get this. This is an uncomfortable hold. This fits nowhere great. It's the most dramatic fall.
It spills.
It's the most dramatic fall since the shampoo in the shower. And it's... $75. I don't understand this. What's the appeal? Talk to me, middle-aged white woman.
No, I don't know, because I only use this for the podcast because it has a straw.
Yeah.
But
so many things have straws.
I don't use this daily.
Yeah.
I only use it on Tuesdays. Our daughter sometimes uses it because she's a teenager.
I just don't get it. Like,
It's a flex.
It's
like I have to check all the boxes. Yeah. Okay, I got my AirPods in. I have my Stanley water bottle.
Well, yeah, this is the Lululemons of water bottles. I get
$100 yoga pants. Yeah. Like, my UGG shoes.
I don't get it.
It's conformity.
Yeah.
But women love these mugs. And there are groups that will be like, I drove 2 hours to Target. I got there at 7:01. The employee back... The employee went in the back and got me the new colors, and I bought them for all my friends.
Yeah,
and they're so excited and they love it. It's just, you know, those leggings like LuLaRoe that legging company.
Yeah, Lululemon.
Yeah,
no. This was like MML.
Oh, okay.
MLL, multi-level marketing.
Yeah,
MLM. Okay, and they would create Facebook groups and be like, the new one is coming out and you have to get this print and you have to order it now.
Okay.
And it was the same thing where it was just like hype.
Yeah.
And some people were like, this is the most comfortable. It's butter soft.
Butter soft?
You have to get these leggings.
Oh, and, yeah, the leggings. Yeah. I thought you were talking about the mug.
I'm just saying that women can sell things to each other.
Yeah.
Because the real reason I got this was... My friend and I were talking about water bottles, and we were having the Stanley discussion.
Yeah,
and then we both bought them. It was like a friend thing.
If this does not make me like pee money, then this is not worth it.
But some women go, I won't stay hydrated unless it's cold.
Yeah.
This water is cold, and this will keep my water cold. So $60 or $45 to stay hydrated.
There are so many ways to keep a beverage cold for cheaper. Also, that's just a self-discipline issue.
It's a fancy big gulp.
It's
yeah.
And
what if this is full of Coke?
Yeah. 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 I do not get it because I've been holding on to it this whole time and I don't see its appeal.
It fits nicely in a cup holder.
Okay. But so many things fit nicely. It's certainly better than an Nalgene, but everything, but it didn't matter. An Nalgene didn't spill. And it's set. An Nalgene was indestructible too. An Nalgene would fall and you wouldn't even notice. An Nalgene would fall and it would bounce back up into your hand.
Yeah. The funniest thing.
They collect them though. Like this is like Beanie Babies for middle-aged suburban moms.
Yes.
Yeah. They really are just like.
They're like, did you get the new mint one?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They love
it. Next month is periwinkle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
And then you get your nails done to match.
This is middle-aged white woman Pokemon. Gotta catch them all, baby.
So there's this account, Utah Mom.
Yeah.
And she's in Utah and she makes fun of Utah moms. And she is a Utah mom, but she put a little like Lululemon, you know, the little, look at me, so you can help me.
Oh, yeah.
The little sling bag.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
She put a sling bag on her Stanley water bottle, and I died.
That's very funny.
Anyway, it's a thing.
I don't know.
Here we go.
Here we go. I know that like people drinking out of straws like a good thing for the tea. I feel like a child drinking out of a straw. To me, it's a very childish.
This straw has cut my lip before.
Yeah, I cannot take anyone seriously. I think that's an old Pete Holmes bit actually about like you can't take anyone seriously like
drinking from a straw.
Yeah.
And they have little accessories for the straws now too.
Well, I just got that because I'm trying. It spills.
Yeah.
My friend who has the same mug as me and we bought them together, that is now a home mug. She does not travel out to work or with it. She has a different Stanley that goes up and down.
Yeah.
Because this spills.
Yeah. Hilarious. Well, good job, middle-aged white women. You bankrupted teenage girls. Megan. Anyways, we'll move on. Melissa, I am always worried about internet safety.
Yeah, especially with our kids.
Especially for you. I'm worried about what you are looking at, which is why I want to get Bark put on your phone.
Oh, boy.
Your phone, your laptop, your pager. I need to get Bark on
Bluetooth.
Your pager.
Yeah.
On your Bluetooth.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the little one in your ear.
Apple CarPlay.
As many of you guys know, we are parents. As many of you know, you all know we are parents.
Guys, we're parents.
We're parents. And internet safety is, I don't know if there's a thing that parents think about more anymore.
It is so important.
It is
so hard to keep track of.
Yeah. And thankfully, insert Bark Technologies. And then a hero comes along with Bark Technologies to monitor your kid's phone. And there's a new Bark phone, too. I didn't hit that. I missed that one. But before that, I was crushing that.
That was good.
Mm-hmm. Bark Technologies is a friend of the pod, and we love them so much. There's a couple services that we've used with them over the year. The phone, the monitoring of your kid's phone, where they send you alerts and what they're looking at, and they have different levels and things, whatever it may be. It's fantastic. You're not spying on your kid. There's just certain things where Bark goes, hey, you might want to see this, and they show
check
it to
out
you.
This tech.
And even better, simplify your life, ladies and gentlemen. Bark has a new phone.
That's right. And it doesn't look like a kid's phone.
No,
it's black.
No.
It's sleek. Yeah. Phones and technology is improving, and this phone grows with your kid.
Oh.
So maybe your kiddo is, you know, kind of inching into like an Instagram account.
Yeah.
Or wants to be a YouTuber.
Yeah.
And you want to give him some training wheels
right.
to get there.
We recently let our kid get on Instagram, and it was because of Bark.
That's right.
We let our kid, because we're less concerned, and because he's 15 and we're done parenting. But so tell him, but we also, you know, we don't choose any sponsor for the pod. We like sponsors that
makes sense and we use in our lives, and Bark is one of them. And the new Bark phone is something that we're really excited about, as well as Bark technology is what we use constantly. And we have some promo codes and we have some details. Hit them, Melissa. Give them those sweet, sweet details.
All right. So you can manage screen time. You can block websites and apps. Mm-hmm. You can monitor text, email, YouTube, and 30 apps and platforms.
And he's excited.
You can get child psychologist advice and tips, mm-hmm. even ways to approach kids when they mess up.
So how do they sign up and how do they save some money, Melissa?
Let me tell you. if you click on the link in the show notes and enter Don't Make Me, mm-hmm. all one word, Don't Make Me, mm-hmm. you are going to get 7 days of a free trial
Boom.
For the Bark premium subscription.
And?
As well as 15%
off for the lifetime of your subscription, baby.
That's right.
New Orleans was great. Indy was great. You guys that came out of the shows, Indy, we did six shows.
Yes.
Long day. I flew out there Thursday morning. Friday morning. We did two shows Friday, two shows Saturday in the Indy shows. Four of the six were packed. Two were very light. But it's New Year's, great.
Yep.
But Indy, we got a nice, faithful group of backseaters and fans growing out there. So thank you, everybody, for coming out to those. And then Joel went to New Orleans. New Orleans is fantastic. I love it. There's, no comedy scene in New Orleans, so I just had never gone. It was great.
Yeah.
Lived up to the hype. It was fantastic. If you want to, be responsible, go with your 16-year-old. Use limited options.
Mm-hmm.
You're just going to have a lot of beignets and oysters and eat the stuff. And we went to the game. It was, the most incredible live game. It was so fun. And Joel got to go. It was his Christmas, quote-unquote, his Christmas present. It was mine, too.
Yeah.
It was great. We had a good time. And you tore down Christmas.
I did. And we have so much Christmas stuff. I was really glad we set it up early. It was so much work to get it all down.
Yeah.
But
set it up early, tore down late.
Yep. Yep. It's all put away.
It's really sad when you tear it down.
I know. Well, you're so motivated when you set it up.
Yeah.
You're like, yay.
You got the music playing. There's no music
Hot cocoa.
Yeah. Tear down.
Tearing it down, you're just like, ugh.
Yeah. It's just the start to the worst month. January is it's a slog.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it just keeps. It just, you get to the third and you're like, should this be over by now? It's weird, because it's the only holiday. It's the only month that its holiday is the first day of the month. And then it's 31 days after that. At least the 4th of July,
right.
A few days in, and then you get a weekend. You're just like, whew.
Well, we do have the Monday off.
Yeah. Well, and then it's back to work. But then back to work is before back to school.
Yeah. Everyone's backlogged.
And you're
sending all the emails at once.
And you're trying to be healthy. So you're trying to integrate a jog into your... into your hell day.
Coming off your sugar cravings,
yeah,
from the holidays.
January should be they really should switch January to be an off ramp. It shouldn't go from absolute gluttony to discipline. It should be a medium speed. January should be a medium speed of hey man, only drink a few nights this week, only have. Two cookies tonight. Have a pastry for breakfast
two
days this weekend. Yeah, I really should be an off ramp to February, because February is a dream month to be healthy, because it's a short month, and there's limited holidays. There's Valentine's Day, and it's just not it's not gorging holidays. It's not Thanksgiving, 4th of July,
Christmas.
Halloween, Christmas, yeah. The gorging holidays, Cinco de Mayo. Those are gorging holidays. Thanksgiving, Valentine's Day is let's have a little chocolate.
Right.
And gorge on love. Love gorge.
My friend, love gorge
is my phrase of 2024. Just trying to feast on your love.
My friend went to...
Gorge is a closely dirty word when you start putting it like that, Anyways.
All right.
And it's strange how it would mean so many different things.
Yeah.
It really does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but gorge is...
Also, it's gorgeous, but
gorgeous. It's a very visceral word. It's a very full gorge.
Yeah, it's a valley, it's a probe, and it's a way of describing something beautiful.
Wow.
So strange.
Yeah, yeah.
Well said, Andy.
Great word of the year. Probe? You know, you gorge somebody.
Yeah. Like, yeah, you really came up with synonyms really fast there. That was great.
Impressed.
You are, I'm not even, it's not even 11 o'clock, so I have not done a productive thing yet today. So anyways, Tickle, what were you saying?
My friend went to a workout class on Wednesday, so like January 3rd or something, and they were like, in the next 30 days, if you come to like 41 classes, you get, there's like a challenge.
41 classes?
Like, the point was like,
I spent 40 days in the desert.
Yeah.
Then exercise 40 days in a row.
If you're going from zero to like every day working out, like you're going to get injured.
You're going to get hurt. Well, you're...
That's what you're saying is an off ramp, like twice a week, like every gym is like commit today and you get a free workout after you've done 40 or something.
Yeah.
And you're like, no, I should start with one a week, then two a week, and then a stretching session.
Yeah. Like, yeah. You know, and my theory is just don't start. Just, you know me, I've reached an age where the goal is to maintain, don't gain. I'm not trying to lose weight. I'm just, if I can just stay a weight, that's the goal.
Well, if you lose all your muscle mass, then that.
Which I will do as I get older.
So then, muscle is heavier than fat.
If I could just, chip away. If I could just like, I don't know, gain a pound a year. Let's see, I'm 38. So I die at 76 on average. I'm not trying to get dark here. You know, if I could gain a pound for the next 20 years and then the last 10 you start shaving them, you know, just because, you know, it's over. You start to deteriorate, you know, you just parts of your body you think start falling off at that age.
I don't know what to do right now.
I don't know either. I'm not. We are on the rails. That was a callback to Mel not knowing how phrases work. What I didn't tell you this was, I forgot to tell you. So, I know you helped Joel pack because he brought Vaseline, which was great. Because I needed it because it was cold in Indy.
Yeah.
Joel was gone for 5 days. Okay. He packed 5 pairs of pajama pants.
Yeah.
And I was like, do you have pajama pants? He's like, yeah, I got like 5. And I was like, why? He's like, for each day. I was like, you don't need to have to. You just put one pair of pajama pants for 5. You're not wearing these during the day. These are just your pajama.
It is kind of a kid thing, like
pajamas each day. Like I travel with like a pair of sweatpants that I like to put on when I get back to the room at night. He had 5 pajamas for. It was like that scene from Best in Show. It was like, you have 5 Komodos. We're gonna be there for 4 days. He's like, if anything, I don't have enough.
Yeah,
and he looked at me like. It's interesting that I don't know if this is true of all teens, but it's certainly true of ours, that they have like a way of speaking that is just kind of combative.
Yeah.
They're always kind of on the defense. So like, how many pairs of pajamas did you pick? He's like, 4. He's like, okay. I was just asking the question. He's like, I want to have a pair each day. And we do the thing a lot where we go like, what would I know? We've only lived 40 years.
Well, the funny thing about the packing was you left a day early and we all had a terrible night of sleep before you left.
Right.
Which,
and we'll tell a story here.
Which is ideal.
Which is ideal.
And so then I was like, hey, Joel, you need to pack today. I got to go to sleep for whatever reason. But it was his last night and he wanted to see friends.
Yeah.
And so he packed late at night.
Yeah.
And I did not pack him, but he kept asking me how many days he was going to be gone. And that was part of what we needed to do was download the Delta app and Lotus flights in. And you kept texted him his flight details.
Yeah.
And so I was like, if you want to know how many days you're going to be gone, check your flight details.
It's all right there.
And he kept asking me how many days am I going to be? And I'm like, once again, in your text.
If you don't like repeating yourself, do not have children. The amount of times that I would tell him something and then he would ask me that question within 90 seconds. I'd be like, we're going for New Orleans on Saturday. Like, when are we going to New Orleans? I literally.
You're like, check my website.
Yeah. It's the,
you just have to repeat yourself.
They retain it as much as like when you talk to your animal. Ooh, who's a good boy? Like when who's a good boy? Your dog understands more of that than your teen going, your flight's at 6 a.m.
Well, I teach art classes at elementary schools. And so you're like, if you miss the step, ask your neighbor.
Right.
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 Because otherwise you're telling 35 kids, like, write your name on your art project 35 times.
Yeah.
But inevitably you did.
He got it. He got there. His pajamas made it. And we had a great time.
He actually is a good packer. Like, he doesn't, like, throw everything in a suitcase.
No, he folded those pajama pants. Yeah.
Yeah. It's actually impressive.
It was great.
In that sense.
He was very cold. Because he does not know about cold. And he did the classic, like, Southern California thing. They love this, like, actually, like, love the cold. It's like, it's because you don't live in it, punk. That's why you don't live in it. Well, good thing you like the cold.
I like the rain. That's what SoCal people like. I love it when it rains.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Rain 52 days in a row.
Yeah.
Tell me how
darkness.
You feel about it.
Yeah.
But anyways, good luck. Actually, Gen Z, it's good that you love the cold because the middle of the country is the only place you're going to be able to afford to live. we had that bad night of sleep. This parlays nicely into it. We're going to close this here. Because we did the finale of the Santee Drive-In. We shut it down. They had their closing weekend.
Oh,
it was
man.
The most closing weekend of the most of a drive-in you would ever think of, an East County drive-in.
Yes.
Which, like, if you are from the Northwest, think Enumclaw. Like, that's, like, where our kind of, like, our country
where
folk
the drive. Well, you know where the drive-in is probably, it's probably a swap meet as well.
You guys all know exactly what I'm talking about. And we frequent there regularly. We are amongst these people.
We went quite a bit during COVID.
So
wonderful family.
It was the last night in, and they were not ready. The entire San Diego and East County were like, we're supporting this business like we never have before. If we'd have supported it half this much, it wouldn't be going out.
Yeah.
We waited in line for an hour just before they opened the gate. It took forever. We got in. We're like, we're here to see Migration. They're like, that screen's broken. You're seeing Wonka.
And so it's supposed to start at 6:30.
We were supposed to see Migration and the second movie we weren't going to see anyways. But
we were going to be home at 8:30.
Yeah, we're supposed to be home at 8:30 for Dad's
90-minute movie,
6:30 a.m. flight, which means the alarm goes off at 4. And so we went and saw Wonka, which was a 2-hour movie that ended up starting around 9 and change.
I think we were home by 10.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I got home.
I don't know.
No, we rolled in. I was going to bed around midnight when all was said and done.
It was 11, and I was telling Gloria she couldn't watch a movie at home.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So it was...
It was rough.
It was not ideal, but it was fun, and of course you were going to do it, and I was telling Joel about it. He's like, of course you were going to do that, to spend time with your family, though. And I was like, I know, Joel, I did it. Like,
well, we planned it.
I don't need the lecture. I literally paid for this. We looked this up. Yeah. When Glory was making fun of your volleyball skills yesterday, and I I hate when they make fun of you, and I go, Gloria, the only reason you're good at volleyball is because mom signed you up and drives you to practices. You would not be good at this if not for mom. Anyways, so we go and nothing's ready.
Dive for a ball. She's like, oh, mom. Yeah.
They're out of everything at the drive-in. We had a hot dog. I hadn't had a hot dog in a minute.
Oh, my gosh. There was a child in the snack bar serving everyone and touching his face like at the same time.
Yeah. It was the full drive-in experience. There was a fight next to us between it looks like a teen and probably a middle elementary schooler.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the teen got blamed for it. As always does, because it is the teen's fault.
I do think
if
it's a toddler, but
if you're instigating with the younger child, it's always on you. Be the bigger person here. You're the older one. And so the teen got mad that they got in trouble and then so turned their little chair to the back of Willy Wonka. And they're like, I'm not going to watch this stupid movie. It was like freaking out and then started growling at their. I was like, oh, I haven't heard a teen growl in a while.
And I guess they were talking a bunch, too.
Yeah. Well, they were the worst family. They were not. I'm not saying as a family unit. We couldn't have been seated. That being said, surprisingly patient with the growling teen. Because I was like, could you tell your teen to stop growling?
It's kind of is like that camping, unreasonable? You're like, we're hearing everything.
We're hearing everything here. Yeah, it is. It is. And but the funny part is you noticed by the end, the teen was turning around and watching the movie again.
Yeah, so their back was to the screen, but by the end, they were watching the ending.
Yeah, it was
very
fun. Which
is kind of cute.
It was, yeah.
Everyone came through.
So we shut it down. Mm-hmm. It was the death of a meme, as you said in the Facebook group. The shut up.
Eat your pizza and watch your movie.
Is over, because that was created at the drive-in.
Yeah.
I actually got back, and I went to the drive-in maybe 4 or 5 times with you guys. You guys went on the regular. And I was like, this is not a great experience. I think this is just great during the olden days of COVID.
I think
when you had nothing to do, the drive-in was great.
It's a great option.
The movie's not a great experience. Your car is thrashed.
You have to pack up like you're camping, like all your stuff. You're cold. It can rain.
I was like, how did drive-ins not die before this? This is a terrible movie-going experience.
You can only hear like half of it.
That being said, in true San Diego fashion, people like bring grills and stuff. They're like, you're walking by, and you're like, is that carne asada tacos?
Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah.
They rolled out the plancha cart.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. It was great.
Their bean bags, they're playing bag of.
Yeah. Like, the chargers are gone, so I guess we got the drive-in.
Some people go all out.
It's great. It's great. That being said, we did see two movies over the holidays. I wanted to see one over the holidays. All I wanted to see was Godzilla Minus One, which I have not seen, but I'll get around to it.
Yeah.
But we saw Aquaman and Wonka. Bingo Dingo. Let's Wonka first. Bingo Dingo. What are you going to out of 5?
I'll give it a 3.
That's the lowest Bingo Dingo you've ever given. You've never given anything less than a 4.
I know. It's like fun. It's a popcorn movie.
Yeah.
But and I liked it more than anyone in the family.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our family of 5.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a 3. It's not for me.
It's not fast. It's
not for me.
It's slow.
It's not for me. And as I've gotten older, I've realized that more and more things are not good and bad. This is my favorite Oscar Wilde quote. People should not be separated by good and bad. They should be separated by tedious and charming. I think about that all the time. But it's not good or bad. Like art and entertainment, it's not good. It's for you or it's not for you. And the new Wonka is not for me. A, because I don't have an affinity for Timothée Chalamet, whatever. He doesn't do it. He's not my guy. I'm not a big musical guy. I like some musicals. I really like Greatest Showman. But that's Hugh Jackman. That's for me.
It's way higher energy.
I like Hugh Jackman's for me.
Yeah.
And also the songs weren't that great. And what I am for is Gene Wilder. Because that creep on and on. Do you know how old he was supposed to be in the movie? So how old Gene Wilder was when he made that movie?
I heard.
38.
Yeah.
Is that how we look?
Yeah.
Do we look like, Gene Wilder lived a hard life.
Wilder, yeah.
Yeah. He's 38 years old.
I know.
That's got to be when they're like, hey, you're 38 in real. Normally it's the opposite when they're like, hey, you're 38, but you're portraying 50s.
Yeah.
But I love that old, creepy, weird, dark, funny. It makes me appreciate the original. And this is like such a different tone. I mean, I did the video about it. You're like, what happened to this guy in middle age that he became a weirdo, like dark? But it's funny. My favorite part about the movie was the weird, creepy old guy, which is Hugh Grant. Hugh Grant as the Oompa Loompa is so funny.
And that's what Claire
said,
too. He's,
like, drinking. He's hilarious.
Claire said, the Oompa Loompa saved the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the only good part of the movie.
I mean, it was fine. Mm-hmm. It was fine. It was, like, and maybe if I'd have seen it in theater or I had, like, I also, like, don't need, like an overly optimistic 20-year-old. That doesn't do anything for me. I'm like, grow up, man. Like, you know what optimism in your 20 means? I mean, nothing. It doesn't mean anything to me. It just means you haven't. Like I said, he hasn't had to pay taxes on a successful year of business yet.
Exactly.
Like, it's fun. He's like running from the law and stuff, but he hasn't had like a good year of profit yet. That's the you know.
He signed a bad contract.
I always joke. Tim Hawkins, who was one of the most helpful he's comedians in the world to me, and I love him, and he's a friend and a mentor. Mm-hmm. You know, he has the, like, the government can.
Yeah.
John Kristen, I always joke, I was like, well, yeah, he wrote that after his first big year.
Yeah.
your whole tone on the world changes a lot after you stare, you know, and yeah. We haven't even had a big year, you know.
Yeah.
But you've had enough that you're like, whoo, it's some real life out here. After, let's see how those Oompa Loompas are after a year, after you got to have HR for them, after you
payroll taxes
mm-hmm. you know, now after you got the competitors who are trying to steal, it's a whole mm-hmm. anyways mm-hmm. So I did nothing for me, but I'm sure it actually has a very high review amongst critics and fans. So
that's what I love. We're the outliers. Also,
one of the things that I love about Rotten Tomatoes is the fans find it and they give it. It's almost impossible to get a bad review on Rotten Tomatoes from fans. Because that's like, fans are like, this is for me. This is, yeah. I like it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't care what you think. I like
also,
it.
I also took my little kid to the bathroom, which takes 20 minutes of the drive-in. So
probably the best part of the movie.
I missed a lot of the plot at the ending. So
I always like that when somebody comes back and they're like, what I miss? And you're like, I don't know, nothing.
Everything.
Really. Yeah, nothing. So yeah, pretty. It didn't do much for me there. But and then
I didn't mind it. So I did 3 out of 5.
I'm sure that's I love what the director would love to hear you say. I didn't mind it. Yeah, I mean,
what's
I get
your rating.
Yeah, it's just 2.5 out of 5. Yeah,
yeah,
it's not for me.
Yeah,
not a bad movie. It's just not for me. Aquaman, go.
I said it was a great matinee movie.
Yes,
and I'm gonna do 4 out of 5.
4 out of 5.
Mm-hmm.
Aquaman.
Thought
2,
it was fun.
I thought it was. Aquaman is a great matinee popcorn movie.
Mm-hmm.
I said it's a fun movie if you're fun person.
I was very relaxed.
Yes.
I enjoyed it.
It was funny.
I don't relax a lot.
Yes. It's a low stakes.
You're not crying.
Ugh.
You're just kind of smiling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a mm-hmm. it was a good time. The brother was good.
Yeah.
Momoa was great.
Yes.
It's a good time. Mm-hmm. I think they are. Again, I think this is me maturing as a critic and as a consumer. They're probably the same quality of film, by the way. I know that.
Wonka and Aquaman.
Wonka, Aquaman, yeah. They're the same quality of film, which neither of them are incredible. One is more for me. I like superheroes mm-hmm. more than I like a whimsical, optimist, skinny child.
This is probably just millennial versus Gen Z.
Maybe. I think some of it's just an interest thing, too. Mm-hmm. Like, it just doesn't... I like a fun, low stakes. It's like a more about family.
I think we connect with like Hugh Grant because we saw him in his prime.
Dude, those interviews that he's doing with Timothy Chalamet. Well, he did one where he was talking about how he's in the Freak Show era of his career. That's the only role he can get. And he's talking about how
funny.
He loves spreading negativity. And he's like, yeah, this director, he's great. And he goes, yeah, this director, like, loves people. And he goes, what a perv. and then Timothy Chalamet is just like, smiling and laughing, and I'm like, this was you, FYI. Like,
mm-hmm.
Hugh Grant was bigger than Chalamet is now. Now, if he sustains a career out of it, great. Hugh Grant was gigantic in our,
so big.
You know, he was so big, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But we relate a little more to like the old jaded guy.
Yeah,
it's but anyways, what was I gonna say? It's just it's more of a family story. It's about the mom and the brother, and he's got a kid now and working out, mm-hmm. you know, the midlife stage, you know, time of your career, your life. So yeah, we all like that one. 4 out of 5.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. drive-ins, 1 out of 5. It makes sense that they're closing. Hey, we left a lot of the table. We got more to talk about next week.
Yeah.
Join the Facebook group, buy tickets. Do the Patreon. You guys are the best. Thank you.
Happy New Year.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, everybody. Want to give a special shout out to our Essential as Oils patrons. That's our $25 a month and up patrons. Thanks so much for supporting this podcast, everybody. First off is Avril Griffiths.
Adam Bush.
Allison Nelson.
Bonnie Galindo.
Carrie Teague.
Caroline Crimmins.
Code to Grow.
Courtney Ibling.
Demarius Diaz-Stevens.
Den and Chelsea Morell.
Daniel Owens.
Dave and Melissa Cox.
Dave Hoagland.
Jason White.
Jennifer Ashley Downs.
Jessica Handherand.
Joshua and Nikki Platt.
Jordan Lara.
Jordan Cowan.
Juliana Smith.
Lori Amos.
Matt and Sam Slosdom.
Michelle Coulson.
Nathan and Jennifer Merritt,
Nicole Carraz,
Rachel Wilson,
Rachel Kennedy,
Robert and Nellie Capen,
Stephen Mena,
and Tiffany Payne.
Thank you so much, everybody, for being a part of this podcast. We appreciate you so much.
Thank you.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.